The War's Shadow Over Israel's Pillar of Progress. Chapter 1. The Pillar of Progress. Israel's technological sector is experiencing difficulties as a result of a series of unfavorable events in the past period. The October 7 attacks have shocked Israeli economy, disrupting the technological sector, creating short-term opportunities. However, it also led to increased security concerns, political instability, and economic challenges that threaten its resilience and growth in the long term. Israel's technology sector, which is recognized as one of the most advanced globally, stands as the most productive segment of the nation's economy. It has been instrumental as an economic engine for Israel, providing resilience during economic downturns and enabling swift recoveries. Employing approximately 12% of the national workforce, it contributes 20% to the gross domestic product and accounts for over half of the country's exports. The seamless connection to the global economy created opportunities for investment in Israel's R&D sector. Currently relies on foreign investments, with contributions reaching as high as 50%. Therefore, Israel's pillar of progress is one of the most important aspects of the country's economic well-being. With the world's second-largest cybersecurity cluster, comprising over 470 startups and substantial R&D operations from multinational giants like Google, Microsoft, Apple, and Intel, Israel has cemented its position as a key player in the global cyber landscape. The International Institute for Strategic Studies report of 2021 acknowledged Israel as one of the strongest global cyber powers, highlighting the nation's strategic investments and successes in cyberspace. In 2022, Israel's revenues solely from the technological sector amounted to $71 billion, out of which 10.5% are attributable to foreign investments. However, Israeli high-tech sector experienced a significant downturn in 2023, assigned to both global economic trends and specific local political and security challenges. Even though 600 startup companies were founded and $8 billion raised by technological companies in 2023, it nevertheless is a 60% decrease in comparison to the previous year. Investment levels have plummeted to figures reminiscent of 2018, with a notable reduction in the number of fundraising rounds and early-stage investments. Moreover, the judicial reforms pursued by the Israeli government in July 2023, aimed at reducing the powers of the Supreme Court, have ignited widespread protests and raised significant concerns among investors and analysts. This political turmoil has contributed to the decline of the shekel and stock market's underperformance, casting a shadow over foreign investments that were previously robust. There is growing apprehension that these reforms could destabilize the investment climate in Israel's critical technology sector, potentially affecting the overall economic landscape and the country's credit rating. Compounding these concerns, in August 2023, there was a notable trend of Israeli technological startups incorporating in the United States. This shift is driven by favorable business conditions in the U.S. and uncertainties surrounding Israel's legal and tax environment. While these judicial reforms do not directly impact the technological sector, the perceived instability has prompted entrepreneurs to seek more stable environments abroad. If this was not enough, the situation deteriorated further with the October 7 attacks, fracturing Israel's enduring sense of security. Besides causing a solid financial shock to the current administration, it has also created uncertainties for the country's long-term economic prospects. And war, by its very nature, disrupts life, businesses, and society, yet prolonged warfare translates to greater military-related expenditures that exact a toll on broader societal and economic matters. Also, the current war bears a potential for regionalization, bearing in mind the current geopolitical shift. This complex set of circumstances will likely present substantial challenges to the country's pillar of progress, raising concerns about its future resilience and growth. Nevertheless, according to the OECD's 2024 Economic Outlook, Israel's economy is projected to grow by 1.9% in 2024 and 4.6% in 2025, suggesting an initial recovery from the October 7 attacks. Even so, the risks remain elevated, potentially deterring both internal and foreign investments and slowing the growth of Israel's technological ecosystem until economic confidence is restored. The analysis aims to inform investors of the multifaceted opportunities and challenges currently impacting Israel's technological sector during this round of hostilities in Gaza and amid the present geopolitical shifts, arguing that Israel's technological sector will deteriorate further should the current conflict endures. Despite its historical resilience, government support, and the immediate demand in defensive technologies, the ongoing conflict introduced considerable security issues that disrupted operations and deterred foreign investment. The current geopolitical shift exacerbates these challenges, undermining investors' confidence in the sector's future stability. Market volatility, coupled with labor and funding shortages, further constrains the sector's innovation and growth prospects. In the midterm, these factors are likely to further impede progress and reduce the sector's competitiveness. Prolonged conflict, however, would only intensify these issues, potentially crippling a cornerstone of Israel's economic and technological advancement. Chapter 2. Tech sector opportunities. The Israeli technological sector has a history of resilience, government support, and ongoing innovation and technological advancements, and bears the potential to leverage these factors to sustain future growth and maintain global competitiveness. The history of resilience in the face of adversity, coupled with its proven capabilities in innovation and problem-solving, forms a robust foundation for future recovery and success of the Israeli technological sector. Its record of accomplishment suggests that it can navigate these challenges effectively, ensuring continued growth and development. Despite the immediate negative impacts, historically the sector's long-term growth trajectory remained upward. This resilience is partly due to a strong entrepreneurial culture that emphasizes adaptability and problem-solving, characteristics that are crucial in times of crisis, further underscoring its potential for recovery and sustainable development. Moreover, Israeli technology companies are renowned for their agility, cutting-edge research, and ability to quickly bring new products to market. The country's ability in fields such as cybersecurity, medical technology, agricultural technology, and more recently, artificial intelligence, exemplifies its innovative capacity. In the context of current circumstances, the immediate surge in demand for defense technologies can provide a crucial short-term boost for technological companies, as Israeli companies are well-positioned to capitalize on this demand. Additionally, the presence of R&D centers for major multinational corporations highlights Israel's strategic importance in the global technology landscape. With government support in response to the conflict, the Israeli authorities have implemented several initiatives to sustain the technological sector. Strong collaboration between the government and private sector has been a cornerstone of these efforts, driving innovation and recovery. Favorable policies, such as grants, funding programs, and tax incentives, reduce operational costs and attract investment, ensuring that companies have the resources they need to thrive. In fact, as part of the approval of the 2024 war budget, the government unveiled a package designed to stimulate investments in the struggling local technological industry. The incentive program includes an increase of $252.86 million to the Israel Innovation Authority's base budget of $403.5 million for 2024. Government investments in technological infrastructure is another key opportunity, providing companies with essential tools for innovation and growth. Furthermore, the focus on educational programs cultivates a skilled workforce that meets the technological industry's demands. This emphasis on education ensures a steady supply of talent for the sector. Overall, these opportunities create a supportive environment for the Israeli technological sector, enhancing its capacity for innovation and reinforcing its status as a global technology leader. Innovation and technology are the main aspects of the country's technological sector, especially during conflicts. A creative startup culture and a robust presence of multinational corporations conducting advanced research and development highlight the country's leadership in these fields. Currently, Israeli startups are well-positioned to capitalize on the ongoing AI revolution and are the driving force for innovation across various sectors, from cybersecurity to healthcare. Also, Israel hosts the world's second-largest cybersecurity cluster. The presence of hundreds of multinational corporations engaged in R&D activities in Israel amplifies the country's innovation ecosystem. These corporations collaborate with local startups, universities, and research institutions, fostering knowledge exchange and driving technological advancements. Moreover, investments from multinational corporations in R&D centers and innovation laboratories contribute to job creation, economic growth, and global integration. In essence, The synergy between Israel's startup culture and the strong presence of multinational corporations conducting R&D activities propels the country's leadership in innovation and technology. This symbiotic relationship fosters collaboration, drives technological advancements, and strengthens Israel's position as a powerhouse of innovation on the global stage. In summary, amid the current conflict, the Israeli technological sector, with its history of resilience, government support, and continuous innovation and technological advancements, has the potential to drive future growth and global competitiveness. By capitalizing on its adaptive capacity in the face of crises, the sector has the potential to continue serving as a stabilizing force for Israel's economy. Chapter 3. Challenges confronting Israel's tech sector. The ongoing war also presents challenges for the Israeli technological sector that threaten its growth and competitiveness. These include security and geopolitical instability, market volatility, labor shortages and talent drain, as well as funding shortages. These issues further undermine investor confidence, disrupt operations, and limit the sector's capacity for innovation and expansion. Long-term implications, however, could hamper the technological sector's standing as the pillar of progress. Security and geopolitical instability are key challenges that shape the current trajectory of Israel's pillar of progress. The ongoing conflict and political instability are expected to continue influencing the sector. Despite its historical resilience, prolonged local political instability, as well as the mobilization of employees from the technological sector in response to October 7 attacks, align neatly to create a perfect storm, which is further intensified by the industry's reliance on foreign investment and multinational corporations. In addition, concerns about the relocation of intellectual property and operations due to local instability highlight the risk of a brain drain and loss of competitive advantage. To make matters worse, the prospect of introducing economic sanctions on Israel will create even more challenges for Israeli economy, consequently to the country's pillar of progress as well. Undoubtedly, the ongoing war and escalating geopolitical tensions have created a climate of uncertainty, and coupled with the current political instability creates a volatile business environment that is undermining investor confidence and deters foreign investments. Market volatility derives from war-induced economic disruptions, also driven by global economic conditions and investment trends. It leads to instability of financial markets and currency, further deterring investments. In Israel's context, a 60% decline in venture capital investments and a significant decrease in fundraising rounds highlight a severe contraction in available capital. Additionally, 42% of foreign venture capitalists refrained from investing in Israeli startups in 2023, exacerbating the sector's challenges. While technological sector employment grew by 2.6% in 2023, this rate is significantly lower than in previous years and barely outpaces population growth. The broader global recession and local political instability have further deepened the economic downturn, reducing consumer and enterprise spending on technology, increasing operational costs, and elevating the cost of capital. Short-term impacts include difficulties in planning and executing growth strategies, cost-cutting measures, and a dampened entrepreneurial spirit. Long-term consequences, on the other hand, will likely stifle innovation, leading to a talent drain, and hinder the sector's dynamism. Labor shortage is one of the key issues that Israeli technological companies are experiencing amid the current conflict, as skilled professionals are seeking safer and more stable environments, as well as mobilization efforts by the Israeli government in response to the October 7 attacks. Being the fifth sector of Israel's output, constituting over 50% of the country's total exports, the technological sector, unsurprisingly, is the most affected by the current war. The troubles for the Israeli technological sector began in May 2022, related to the fall of the stock markets and the raised U.S. Federal Reserve interest rates, which triggered layoffs of around 3,000 technological sector employees. The perceived political instability prior October 2023, coupled with concerns about legal and tax uncertainties, triggered a shift among the country's technological startup companies and entrepreneurs to seek greater certainty abroad. This shift has highlighted the issues about the future economic ramifications for Israel. Following the attacks in October, the technological sector experienced additional pressure, as the Israeli government called up around 360,000 reservists to fight. Among those, tens of thousands of employees from the technological sector were also being mobilized, which impacted the workforce availability in the sector, exacerbating the labor shortage in recent months. In fact, approximately 2,000 workers in Israeli technological sector have been laid off in 2024. This substantial portion of the workforce being summoned for mobilization presented a challenge for the technological industry, as these individuals are crucial for driving innovation in Israel's pillar of progress. Palestinian technological companies and workers, on the other hand, have relied on the outsourcing of work from Israel, but many contracts have been terminated following October 7. While the immediate effects are limited, a broader escalation of the conflict could have significant consequences for Israel's technological industry, especially if the conflict becomes regional, as more people would be mobilized to join military. Funding shortages are characteristic for politically unstable environments, which hinder innovation, slow down technological development, and impede the growth of startups. In the case of Israel currently, venture capitalists and foreign investors are becoming increasingly hesitant to invest in the technological sector, revealing that the difficulties in raising funds are further exacerbated due to the criticism Israel is facing globally for the human casualties imposed on Palestinians. The massive drop in investments in Israeli startups in 2023, especially in later funding rounds, poses a significant challenge. The sector's heavy reliance on foreign investments makes it vulnerable to global economic shifts and geopolitical uncertainties. In this context, aiming to mitigate the initial impact, the Israeli Innovation Authority offered funding in the amount of $100 million. Still, the war has spooked some foreign investors, and hundreds of early-stage startup companies have not been able to access the investment they need to keep operating, indicating that investors are being cautious and anticipating the outcome of the current round of hostilities. Noteworthy to mention is the trend where over 30% of Israeli technological companies and startups have moved their operations abroad. Moreover, 5 months into the war, the Israeli Central Bureau of Statistics revealed that GDP plunged 19.4% in comparison with the July-September 2023 quarter, including a notable setback in fundraising by Israeli startup companies in 2023. This hesitation will likely result in a funding gap, particularly affecting early-stage companies and those looking to scale operations. A decline in available funds stifles growth and will likely lead to a slowdown in technological advancements in the long term. Chapter 4. Turbulent times ahead. The long-term impact of the conflict on Israel's technological sector will likely be substantial, undermining its global standing and growth prospects unless effective measures are taken to mitigate the formidable challenges currently faced, with a peaceful conflict resolution as the most favorable course of action. Israel's security and geopolitical environment has always been tense, however, recent escalations in regional conflicts in other geopolitical hotspots as well creates worse situation for Israel's political and economic prospects, besides heightening the risks for businesses operating in the region currently. Moreover, the continuation of hostilities paint a bleak picture for the country's technological sector. Even though Israel's technological sector has historically demonstrated resilience and innovation, the above-mentioned challenges introduce layers of complexity that will likely deteriorate the technological sector's ecosystem in the long term. Despite the opportunities, these risk factors collectively threaten to impede the sector's growth and undermine its status as a pillar of Israel's progress, should the conflict not be managed and resolved. Therefore, from a business aspect, the prolonged conflict will likely further disrupt day-to-day operations and long-term projects, necessitating heightened security measures being implemented, which translate to increasing operational costs for businesses. It will not only divert resources and attention away from innovation, yet will also likely amplify the environment of uncertainty and unpredictability that discourages investment, strains resources, and talent acquisition. This creates difficulties for businesses to maintain consistent productivity and innovation cycles. Moreover, great powers competition adds another layer of unpredictability, affecting everything from investment and talent acquisition to operational stability and market access. In context of local political instability, the concerns about the relocation of intellectual property and operations highlight the risk of a brain drain and loss of competitive advantage that the technological sector is having currently. Despite government efforts to support the sector and mitigate the initial shock from October 7 attacks, the continuous state of conflict will likely lead to an even more cautious approach from investors. As a result, reducing the influx of foreign investments necessary for startups and emerging technological companies to scale their operations and innovate is increased in likelihood. Given the prospects that the war will likely persist, the political environment will likely remain unstable, leading to more investors being hesitant to invest in the technological sector in Israel. On the other hand, the international perception of Israel as a conflict zone and allegations for genocide from numerous human rights groups will likely further affect trade relations and market access, making it difficult for technological startup companies to secure funding and scale their operations. The significant decline in investments and fundraising rounds in 2023 reflects a broader trend of risk aversion among investors, both domestic and foreign. This funding shortage will likely stifle innovation and limit the sector's capacity for growth. Likewise, global public pressure, the prospect of introducing sanctions and exerting diplomatic pressure on the current administration over Israel's modus operandi during the military operations in theater, will likely worsen investors' confidence even more. Sanctions, boycotts, and other diplomatic measures will likely further isolate the sector and the country as a whole, limiting its ability to compete globally, and also raises the probability of recession. The over-reliance on foreign investments additionally exacerbates the situation, creating a funding gap that would ultimately negatively influence Israel's technological sector, leading it to slow down alongside Israel's economy. Over time, this funding gap will likely slow the overall growth of the technological sector. In addition, labor shortages pose additional challenges, exacerbating the brain drain phenomenon by impacting both the domestic workforce and the international talent pool. The mobilization requirement has already pulled a sizable number of young professionals away from the civilian workforce, which ultimately disrupted operations and aggravated talent shortages. Without a diverse and qualified workforce, the sector's ability to innovate and compete globally is being compromised. Additionally, the ongoing conflict will likely deter foreign experts and skilled workers from relocating to Israel, and as other countries continue to invest in their own technological sectors and develop competitive ecosystems, Israel's technological sector risks falling behind without decisive action to address underlying issues. In conclusion, the long-term impact of the conflict on Israel's technological sector will likely be stark, with the potential to undermine its global standing and growth prospects. While Israel's technological sector has proven resilient in the past, the current circumstances present a formidable set of challenges that will likely hinder its progress in the mid to long term. Without effective measures to mitigate these challenges, the sector's long-term viability will likely be at risk. Conversely, a peaceful resolution of the long-standing conflict would create a conducive environment for the technological sector to thrive and ultimately will restore investors' confidence. Stability and security would attract investment, talent, and international partnerships. For business clients and investors, a peaceful resolution would not only mitigate risks but also unlock significant opportunities within Israel's technological sector, making it a more attractive and sustainable market for long-term investment and collaboration.